May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you have a Bible, or there's probably a red one in front of you, small one, you can turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 3. I posted this word today from the As the Word's devotional, so you'll see it again. If you come to any of the teaching this weekend, you'll hear some of this more, but in a more expanded version. This is one of, I say this a lot, I got tickled at myself this last weekend when I was in Kansas City doing the conference, because I must have said this 50 times, that this is one of my favorite places in the Scripture. And so I've discovered that the Scripture is one of my favorite places. But this is really one of my favorite places. And I've been talking about this a lot, if you get the devotionals, the scripture from the Song of Solomon, and just amazing scripture, resurrection verses. But I want us to focus on a particular thing today. It says in verse 6 of chapter 3, "Who is this coming up from the wilderness like columns of smoke," which speaks of glory, the manifest presence of God. I obviously don't have time to do all these little things. "Perfume with myrrh," which is the death spice, and frankincense, which is the resurrection spice, "with scented powders of the merchant. Behold, it is the traveling couch of Solomon." And then it's going to describe, using sort of metaphorical terms, just the power and the victorious Christ, even though it uses in terms of mighty men and warriors. It's just talking about Jesus with a sword drawn. And it says, "Behold, it's the traveling couch of Solomon, 60 mighty men around it, of the mighty men of Israel. All of them are welders of the sword, expert in war. Each man has a sword at his side, guarding against the terrors of the night." I love, there's a place in Psalm 45 that says, to ungird your sword, or to gird your sword at your side, O mighty one. And in majesty ride on victoriously. What a great prayer. What a great description of the risen Christ. And this is about the picture of the risen Christ. He's come up out of the wilderness of this world. He's conquered death and has risen power. He's manifesting himself in the wilderness of this world. Jesus said, in this world you're going to have trials and tests and tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I've shared for CTK, or as I've shared this before, when I used to read that scripture, I would think, well, I'm really glad you overcame the world, but my problem isn't whether or not you overcame the world. The problem is I'm not overcoming the world, and I need an answer for me. I'm really happy for you, Jesus. But of course, that speaking of Jesus, though God, who lived as man, that as the Son of Man, filled with the Holy Spirit, he overcame the world. And what he's saying is that I've overcome the world, I've now come to live in you, and you're in me, and therefore I'm there to help you overcome what I've already overcome. It's kind of like Jesus walking on the water, and he invited Peter to walk on the water. Jesus is saying, what threatens to be over your head is already under my feet, so just come. Well, the picture here in the Song of Solomon is Christ as man, who's conquered death, who's conquered this world, conquered the worst this world has to offer, death, and has come up in resurrection. The sedan chair speaks of our being seated in Christ in the heavenly places. Just think of Jesus coming to you in one of those chairs that are carried on the shoulders of men, and being carried along, elevated above the earth, having already come through the wilderness, now coming to get you and me, and to place us in that chair by his side, in his presence, in Christ, and to carry us victoriously through this fallen world to our wedding with him in the heavenlies. That's the story here. And so if you can imagine you being in Christ, seated in the heavenlies with him, he's placed you in his sedan chair, this Jesus who's already proven himself a victorious king. And in that sedan chair, you get to experience his presence every step of the way as he leads you safely and victoriously through all the world and all the terrors of night that it talks about in Song of Solomon 3, one step at a time. Now, there's several things. One, you get to know his presence. You also get to rest against him. You also get to experience Christ being the victorious one who's already proven himself as the victorious one. And you can trust his leadership. You're in Christ. You're in the sedan chair. And he's leading you through the wilderness. It's going to be a wilderness of battles, but there are battles that Jesus has already faced because he was tempted in every way like unto us. It's a battle that he's already faced and he's won victoriously. But he's leading you every step of the way, so don't get stunned at the situations that you come to. Jesus knows the way. He's not leading you wrong. He knows exactly what he's doing. I mentioned in one of the devotionals, I think it was last Saturday night, I love the scripture in Psalm 68:8 that says, he is perfecting that which concerns me. He's doing it just right. We can trust his leadership. We can rest in his presence, rest on him in whatever situation arises because he knows how to get us through the wilderness. But the other thing that he says here, and I love this one thing, this particular expression, he says, all them are wielders of the sword, experts in war. Not only can you trust his leadership in Christ as he leads you one step at a time through the wilderness, understand that whatever situation you come to, one, you can trust his leadership, he's not doing it wrong, and two, whatever it is, he's already an expert at it. He's already been there. He's an expert at it. He knows exactly how to win there. And your job and my job isn't to be leaning out of the sedan chair or sitting behind Jesus or whispering in his ear, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And no, your job and my job is just to trust him. That not only are we where we're supposed to be as he leads us safely to our heavenly wedding, which this chapter ends with, but he's an expert at every step he takes you. He's been there. You're in his presence. He's there as an expert. And you can trust that he'll handle it. He doesn't need your advice. He doesn't want your help. He just wants you to enjoy his presence. And he wants you to trust him. He's already proven himself to be an expert at war in this world. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Excuse me.